Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s. Also known as the Astrology Hour, on KFOX, 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And a hearty good afternoon and welcome to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, Southern California. We have phone lines wide open. Interested in any comments you might have about the recent publicity concerning the astrology and President Reagan, which is what we're going to discuss a little bit today. And the topic of today's show is called The Power of Astrology. So we give you some validations as to how we have proved that astrology is real and does, in fact, work. I brought my Sabian symbol book with me today, so if you haven't gotten your rising sign degree down, the essence and the vibration to that, you can get that in lieu of a question. Now, I might sound a little funny today, and I may even slur or stutter a little bit, because I have a numb mouth, because I had a root canal this morning, emergency root canal, so my whole face is really, it's numbed out, kids, so I feel really kind of goofy and sweet there. Okay, what I have in front of me here is the chart of President Ronald Reagan, born February 6, 1911, at 8 o'clock in the morning, 8 a.m., in Tampico, Illinois. And President Reagan is a 6-degree Pisces rising, with his sun in Aquarius in the 12th house, 16 degrees, and his moon in Taurus at 15 degrees of Taurus. Now, people may be saying, Farley, where did you get this chart? Well, in 1981, Nancy Reagan actually asked a friend of hers who used to be an aide of theirs in Sacramento, a man named Terry. I think it was Terry Copeless, as a matter of fact. I couldn't think of it, but my guide knows his name, Terry Copeless. And he got in touch with this lady who used to run a company called Roommate Finders, Joy Rippeth. And they contacted me and said, Farley, we would like you to do a chart on the president right prior to his inauguration. So I decided to say, I mean, nobody else wants to cover this story, right? You read all this stuff in the papers, and everyone's going, who's the astrologer? You know, who's the astrologer? Well, you hear it right here on the Astrology Hour. I'm not trying to wave my flag or anything. But it was like pulling teeth getting the time of birth out of Nancy. We finally got 8 a.m. out. Not only did I not get a letter of thank you or a phone call on this astrological work that I did for the president and Nancy Reagan, but at the same time, I also warned them that I felt that his life was in danger, the tremendous security risk immediately after the inauguration, which in my attitude, in my mind, was a prediction of the assassination attempt on his life in March. So, frankly, what happened was we found out the time was 8 a.m., and a lot of people have tried to rectify Ronald Reagan's chart. Not too many people know his time of birth because he was midwife in Tampico, in his family home. That's when he was born. And now you know why he whispers. He whispers, he says, hi, this is Ronnie, because that's a Pisces rising that comes out of him. He's got Venus on the ascendant in the 12th house, which is a super charming aspect, very intuitive. You better believe this guy's into astrology. He's got Mercury conjunct Uranus in the 11th house. You're not kidding. Not only is he into astrology, but he's also not into admitting a lot of his secretive nature. Talk about occult and metaphysical influences. We're talking Jupiter in the 9th, with 2 trines on it, one from Neptune in Cancer, one from rising in Pisces, trine his Jupiter at 13 Scorpio in the 9th house. From what I know, and I actually have heard proof, that not only has he had psychic counseling on a regular basis, but also a lot of astrological counseling. And I have the only other copy I know of. This is an exact copy in full color of the chart that I sent to the president. Special delivery, hand-delivered, the day of his inauguration, by Farley Malaris. I actually did that. Well, after his inauguration, I went on television in St. Louis, and we talked about this, so it was documented that I, in fact, had done a chart for the president. I don't know what everybody's making a big deal about, because, you know, this is past history that Reagan has had involvement with astrologers, and I say, so what? I'm glad the president's interested and believes in astrology. In fact, I'm pretty excited about it. But at the same time, once again, he has also shown another major, major security risk, also and or possible health risk. And even though he might not pay attention to my personal consultations or advice, if I were the president, I would frankly probably stay out of the public eye, at least until my term was over. Needless to say, I believe he has created a lot of enemies. He has shown tremendous enemies in his chart, with Sun in the 12th house with a T-square on it from Jupiter and the Moon in Taurus. And he has shown danger in his life with Jupiter in Taurus on his Moon now, oppose his Jupiter and T-square his Sun. So he is having a very dangerous transit, not only for his health, not only for his reputation, not only for his philosophical attitude, but also for his personal security. Now, where are you going to hear this anywhere else other than the Astrology Hour? Last night, I was embarrassed to watch someone on television who I thought was somebody who was a knowledgeable person, right? Ted Koppel on Nightline embarrassed, I think, himself when he had one of his old buddies, right? This guy who was president of American University, wherever that is. And then he put him up against some astrologer they pulled out of Washington, Catherine Casey, who was really way too technical, I think, and way too detailed in her explanations of astrology, when she didn't really offer any proof as to the validity of astrology, hence the inspiration of this topic, the power of astrology today, when I go over some of the validated, documented predictions that I myself have made that no one else in the world could have ever made unless they came to me, talked to me, and we looked at the astrological configuration. And really, what Ted did was he closed down his Nightline show without giving Catherine a chance for a final rebuttal. And he made astrology seem to be hocus-pocus, a bunch of hokum, and then he rejoiced in that attitude. I will not ever watch Nightline again for that reason, and that used to be one of my favorite shows. And frankly, I was in touch with the Nightline staff, so they had an option to have me on the show last night, knowing that I did the president's chart, and notice that you don't see Farley Malaris anywhere in the press, anywhere. In fact, Joyce Gilson's been out there waving her flag that she did the president's chart, even though the president in the White House firmly denies that. So, you know, you got all these people out there trying to capitalize on this publicity. And frankly, I don't care. I think, you know, I say Nancy's into astrology and she wanted to get his chart done because she wanted to protect him. And he did survive the assassination. So I say, fine. You know, why not? Why not protect? If my wife was president, I'd want to protect her. I'd want her chart done, wouldn't you? Okay, so that's what that's about. That's my comment there. And also a little prediction for you. Another thing about Mr. Koppel. Mr. Big, open-minded, evolved, conscious being, Mr. Koppel, right? You know, the funny thing about astrology, and I'm not putting Ted Koppel down because he's a wonderful whatever, you know, but the thing is that I believe that for a person to understand and believe in astrology, they have to have two things going for them. Number one, they have to be open-minded, which is rare, because frankly, there's a lot of people that have closed-door consciousness. Number two, and I'm sorry, I'm not trying to put down most of the planet here, but I think people also have to be evolved in consciousness, plugged into their intuitive mind a little bit so they have like a self-validation about astrology. And it bothers me, and it makes me sad, when I see people on television or read in magazines, like a guy like Carl Sagan, right, who's supposed to be a genius and astronomical expert, and people like Ted Koppel that are out there laughing because they can prove that astrology is a bunch of hocus-pocus, right? But meanwhile, they're just making fools of themselves in front of their New Age audience and the mass amount of people that know astrology works. Can you imagine the ignorance, really, when someone's out there saying, oh no, the sky's not blue. The sky definitely is not blue. And everyone's looking outside going, well, it looks blue to me, Ted, you know. So, no more Nightline, and that was an editorial comment and has nothing to do with the staff or management of KFOX. It's Farley Malaris's opinion. Now, let's talk about a little bit about the power of astrology. The warning was sent to Washington and NASA, and the warning was issued on this show 3 weeks prior to the launch of the space shuttle, where, with all those planets in Aquarius, that we were shown some kind of technological blunder that would affect the whole world, and people would die for it. And then the space shuttle happened. Okay, now that's not the kind of thing I like to brag about, but it's true. On the Astrology Hour, right here on KFOX, right back when the space shuttle went down, you heard about it way in advance, and the warning was placed. The Reagan assassination also was documented. There was an earthquake in Turkey many years ago, I believe about 11 years ago, also another quake that followed in China that I was documented as predicting within 48 hours, and I believe both of those quakes killed between 50 and 250,000 people each. We're talking bad earthquakes. Also, all of this year, and if you listen to the show regularly, you will note that since October, we have given you earthquake information way in advance. We have documented sometimes within 24 to 48 hours when a quake would happen. In fact, the last quake that happened, I even pinpointed it. I said, we're going to have a quake Sunday morning between 6 and 8 a.m. at 7:04. Boom. It happened. No, we're not going to have a Nostradamus quake that's going to destroy L.A. In my opinion, that's a bunch of paranoia. That's ways that people can take astrology and make something bad out of it. Also, since I've been an astrologer, I have successfully predicted 50 marriages on the air. Over 100 babies have been born that I have predicted since I've been an astrologer. Using astrology, I have had 80 winners, including 25 national champions since I've been an astrologer, and I've only been wrong 20 times. That's an 80% yes vote. Find a bookie agency or a gambling bureau that can give you an 80% accuracy, and we use astrology to do that. Also, when we talk about things like making up with people, falling in love, establishing romance, or breaking up, having marital problems, I can't count how many times I have foreseen problems in relationships for people ahead of time and let them know about the karma before it comes down, or all the people that have called me up and validated when I would alert them to new relationships, new careers, or ends to their career cycles. So people that listen to the Astrology Hour that, number one, have that open mind, and number two, are evolved in consciousness, where they finally can plug into their intuitive mind where all the astrology sacred knowledge lies, are people that are well aware that astrology is not only real, but it is the active participle in this dimension that helps us understand all occurrences, all cosmic occurrences, all physical occurrences, all spiritual and emotional occurrences affected by this incredible power, which, you know, a guy like Ted Koppel, of course, is not going to recognize the power of God or try to define it or analyze it, of course, you know, because he's more into what he perceives to be real, like the American University or wherever. But the point is that this show, the success of this show, I think the price is in the pudding right here. The Astrology Hour is an open forum, and I want you to know that we have gotten 0.00001% negative comment on the air since we've been on the air, over 12,000 calls. In fact, the way this show works is strangers call me up, and I validate them on the air. I give them some bit of truth with their open mind about themselves that no one could know. They go ahead and send for their chart and listen to the topics, learn about astrology, and it's that money that keeps flowing, that keeps this show on the air. You know what's funny? If astrology was a hoax, and if I was a fraud, how long would it take, do you think, for people who are not stupid to realize that this guy does not know what he's talking about, what he's telling me is bogus, and I'm not sending him one penny for a report? We're not talking a 50,000-watt station, WLS in Chicago. We're talking a 3,000-watt station in Redondo Beach, a show on 5 days a week with a very, very high budget that has been able to survive on the radio for going on 5 years because people validate the power and the knowledge that is transmitted from this show. So the proof is in the pudding. The Astrology Hour, in my opinion, is the one real way throughout history that we have shown as a group that astrology works, that it is real, and that people out there that don't recognize the power and the validity of astrology, in my opinion, are just being foolish. Because as far as I know, I'm a seeker, I'm a searcher, and I'm a wanderer. And I want to know as much about this universe and this dimension and this life cycle as possible. Which means if I can find out secrets, our unknown effects, our cosmic effects, or if I can understand the God force and the way it acts and behaves, or the cosmic cycles and patterns that we all go to and we all go through, things like Saturn returns. I wonder what happened to Ted Koppel when he turned 30. I wonder what happened to him during his midlife crisis. You mean to tell me that he sailed through 30 and had no problem from 40 to 45? I'd like to find out. You know, there are so many things that this astrologer last night could have said to him on Knotline, and I just was dumbfounded. So some people called me up and said, wasn't she great? And I went, no, wait a minute. I'd like to be put in that chair and give me a way to help validate astrology. As you know, I don't like to debate. I don't like to get into debates. I don't like to try to prove astrology works because I know astrology is only for those people that are willing to open their mind and evolve their souls to a level where they finally get that validation, where they not only know it works, but it's part of the universe. It's part and parcel to the cosmic force, to this cosmic engine that we belong to. People are energy beings, and astrology is a science that helps interpret the universe in a multidimensional energy state that helps us understand how we as energy beings travel through this universe, through this dimension, and the cycles and patterns that we are confronted with during it. Okay? So, you know, this show is for you. This show is for you, and those of you that were lucky enough to record this show called The Power of Astrology is something you might play to a friend or to someone who doesn't believe. And, you know, if someone doesn't believe in astrology, that's okay. God bless them. Cool. People will come around in their own time. And if they never come around, then that's their karma. Because I have come around, and because I climbed the wall, because I believe in astrology now, and because I know it works, and for me, it's a fun way to look at life and explain cycles, I feel that much better for it. I have an edge now. And if people don't understand it, and if people don't want to look at it, it's no sense in you wasting your time trying to force it down their throat. You play this show for people that you know have a curiosity. They have a little bit of a nurturing where they want to know. You recognize the people. They go through their whole lives. They're not interested. Then one day they go, don't you listen to the Astrology Hour? Yeah. Do you have some way, some book or some tape I can listen to, you know, to hear what it's about? Sure. I got a show Farley did in May of 88 called The Power of Astrology with all of his validations and all of his predictions, his incredible predictions where he used nothing but the planets, analysis of the planetary movements to predict things in life. And it worked. Okay? Finishing up this topic, I'm not angry at anybody, and I'm not really frustrated. I'm a teacher. Part of my reason why I came to Earth was to teach people what I believe is knowledge and power. And it bothers me that we are so childlike in our growth processes that for anyone, like this friend of Ted Koppel's from America University, or even Carl Sagan, for anyone out there to claim to be an expert on anything bugs me. Can you imagine people in the 1500s like Nostradamus, right? They claim to be experts. They don't know everything. Everything they say and prophesy on this planet is not going to happen. People come up, man will never fly. Right. Man will never fly. I love that. Don't you love that? We will never be able to build a ship that will go underwater. Right. It's impossible to see things in pictures. It's impossible to transmit electricity through pictures. I mean, how many times have we heard things through history that have been proven invalid just by an uncovering of further truth? You know what ignorance is and what a blasphemy is to life is when people get on television or on the radio and claim to know it all. It's like they say, oh, astrology is a hoax. I'm so smart too, aren't I? See me glowing with brilliance? I'm a teacher. You know what I teach? I don't teach astrology. If I teach anything when I'm dead, when I'm buried and gone from this earth for thousands of years, maybe one day someone will remember the name Farley Malaris as a man who taught open-mindedness and the search for further truth. And that's it. You know, the reason why I'm an astrologer is because it took my open mind and my search for further truth to discover it. But we talk about a lot of things. It just so happens that astrology is an important part of this show because ordering charts and services keeps us on the air. So we include that in our search for further truth. But I'm not trying to tell anyone this is a bottom line, that you must believe in astrology. I'll still be your friend. Hey, no problem. I'll still love you anyway. Sometimes I go in and out of it, too. Sometimes I get sick and burned out of astrology. You better believe it. Somebody walks down the street and they go, hey, guess my sign. You know, that is the clear example of someone that knows nothing about astrology. Can you guess my sign? And if you do guess my sign, maybe I'll believe in it. Oh, right. I really want you to believe in it. If I can guess your rising instead of your sun sign, then you'll call me a fool because I don't know nothing, right? I don't guess people's signs. I'm a scientist. I use computers. I use astronomical locations of the planets for hundreds of thousands of years to look at cycle trends, energy trends, to help analyze human beings and the energy affecting their souls and their bodies during their life cycles. It's very simple. It's a simple correlation. You understand the planets, you understand their basic meanings, you understand what it means when they travel through certain signs and how they affect certain planets in the sky and affect certain planets in your chart, and you can help interpret human behavior, and I would say more than 80 to 90% accurately. And if someone has an open mind, if we could sit Mr. Koppel down for about a five-hour session with a good astrologer, and he was open-minded enough, we might nail him to the wall with personal things about his life that he never knew were possible to come up from a stranger. Then he'd walk away and say, oh, that was just chance. That happens to everybody. Maybe things do happen to everybody, but astrologers can pinpoint timing. And that's what's fun about the whole thing. Okay, now I'm ready for some comments and questions, and we're ready to go to the phones here. I hope you enjoyed that topic. That's an inspirational topic, and I want to thank Ted Koppel, whose show I will never watch again. I don't care if he has a nuclear war on that show, but I'll never watch it again. Did you have a comment? Really? Uh-oh, Gail's got a comment. Hi, Gail.
Hi, and hi, Los Angeles, and hi, Andy and David. I just want to validate astrology myself. A couple of years ago, I had Jupiter in the 10th house. I know everybody loves career questions. I had Jupiter in the 10th house. I got the best job I've ever had in my whole life.
And that did it for you.
That did it for me.
Yeah. Well, what did it for me was Saturn going over my Venus. When Saturn went over my Venus and I had a traumatic, controversial divorce and lost a lot of money and lost a lot of weight and had an emotional crisis and a mental crisis and a spiritual crisis, I say, hey, whenever Saturn goes over your chart ruler, get ready because you're going through a rebirth. Thank you, Gail. Gail was one of the winners we had for Monday's show. Okay, let's go to the phones and see what everybody else has to say. Let's go to Claudie now, who is a Virgo with Libra rising. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine, but I am a Leo, supposedly.
You're still a Leo, okay.
That's what I was told. I'm not sure, though. A Leo ascendant Libra.
Oh, maybe you get your chart done from us and we'll check it for you.
Okay, I will do that.
What can we do for... I'm a Leo with Libra rising, too.
Oh, you are?
Yeah,
we're
family.
I just want to know what is for me in the near future. I have some fear, I guess. I have to get surgery next week, and I don't know. I'm fearful.
What is this, female surgery?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well,
And I know maybe I could just do without it. I'd just like to know if I'm going the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, frankly, you would probably, astrologically, when Jupiter trines your Neptune, which is the Lord of Health, there would probably be a better time to get that surgery. Almost any time the first 2-3 weeks of July.
In July is much better.
Yeah, well, as far as the pain goes, I think you would experience less pain and you have a higher success rate. I can't guarantee anything because I'm not a doctor, but as an astrologer, Jupiter trines your Neptune going on last 2 weeks in June and first 10 days in July, so that might help, okay?
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you something.
Yes?
I was scared this morning when I had my root canal. It wasn't so bad. I think the most pain we experience is the anxiety that precedes the actual incident.
Oh, I agree.
Because time goes by so quick that everything passes so fast that we destroy ourselves before it actually happens. I looked at the dentist and I go, are you done? He goes, yeah, I'll see you in a week. And I said, you're kidding. I heard so many nightmarish things about root canals. That wasn't so bad. And for about an hour, I'm sitting there going, that wasn't so bad. Okay, thanks, Claudie.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go to Rachel on line number 3, a Leo with Cancer rising. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Farley. How you doing?
Hi. Excellent.
I am so glad I stumbled upon your show. I just got a sales job 6 weeks ago where I drive around all the time in the car.
So you and me have been hitting the road every day at lunch, huh?
Oh, I'm telling you. So it's just like I always get my lunch and go at noon and sit in the car and listen to your show. So it's really great. I mean, I like that I got company. But I'm a new member, and so if you could just bear with me here, I've got my chart in front of me, and I wanted to know the degree of my Cancer rising.
What number is it?
Well, I think it's 12 and then CN17.
Yeah, 12's the one on top.
Uh-huh.
So write down that you're 12 degrees Cancer rising. I haven't heard that one yet.
Okay.
So let me give you the essence vibration, or what your main vibration of your soul is at this point, at 12 Cancer.
Right.
A longer look at surrounding people and events. A searching for the hidden motivations and character of self and others.
Wow.
A piercing of the superficial.
Wow.
And that's what Rachel's all about.
Wow, thank you.
Does that sound like you?
Yes, definitely.
I like that. I met this girl, Cancer Rising 12, and she's a piercing of the superficial, which means don't try to be phony, Farley.
That's it. Don't give me any pretense. I'll see right through it.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Charles on line 5 and Aries with Cancer Rising. Hey, Charles.
Hello.
Hello, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, what can we do for you?
Well, let's see. I have 19 degrees of Cancer. I want to tell you I like your show.
Oh, thank you. I hope you become a supporter one day.
Well, I will.
When you can afford it.
Well, not exactly that, but I'm going back to Santa Fe, and so I probably won't be able to listen to your show for very much longer.
Do you want to know what 19 Cancer Rising is?
Please.
A joining of past experiences with new concepts. A need for cohesiveness of spirit purpose and potential. A desire to be constantly productive. And that's what Charles is all about.
Huh.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Sound like you?
Well, sort of, yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Deborah now on line 8. Oh, my God, Deborah, was he your soulmate or what?
Pardon me?
That guy was just born April 3rd, 56, same day as you. You guys have the same planets. That's freaky.
Oh, really?
I say you either marry or run from somebody like that.
I'll run.
Charles is sitting there going, oh, my God, my soul. Yeah, really, you probably run.
How are you, Farley?
You know, the numbness is starting to go away, and I can feel some of this pain here. I'm having these Aquarius transits are rough for me, I'll tell you.
Uh-huh.
They're hard. Mars at 18, it's opposed my sun, Mercury, it's T-square my moon. Ooh.
Well, I hope to understand that a little more. And I just wanted to see if you see any scan for, or general scan for relationship for me, lasting relationship.
Well, don't you have men come out of the walls?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, the karma with you, Deborah, is that you have plenty of relationship potential, but commitment is a major karma of your whole life's mission. Which means, see, like, your Mars is in Capricorn,
uh-huh.
And it's under what we call a stress attack factor from planets in your chart in Cancer and Libra that prevent you from having the type of stability you want because of emotions. Because the closer you get to someone, like once the sex begins, it's like everybody takes everything too personal. Well, you try to be friends with people at the beginning, and you have a long courtship, then you try to get personal or intimate or start talking about commitment, and everyone starts going berserk. There's lots of imbalance there. You relating to this?
Yes, I am.
So, you know, the only way for you to have a good relationship is it's got to be unorthodox. You got to throw away tradition. You have to be at arm's length with people. I would probably avoid discussing relationships or commitment and just go with the flow. Pretend like you're a tree and your partner's a tree and just grow.
Okay.
Try not to worry so much.
All right, Florence.
Does that help you?
That really does.
I love you.
I love you too.
All the men love you.
Yes.
They all do. They say, hey, there's Deborah. Let's go get her, guys. You know, Venus trine Mars and then Mars T-square Uranus and Neptune. See you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Kay Sue, my sister from St. Louis, not my real sister, but my astrologer friend from St. Louis has a comment. Hello?
Hi, Farley.
How are you?
I'm fine. Listen, there's no relation with me and this gal on last night. I missed that show, but it's interesting. My name is the same as hers.
Yeah.
Catherine Casey.
Yeah, so was Edgar Casey. Have a nice day.
I spelled the same note.
Farley. I know.
Yeah. Beautiful. I love everything you said. It's just marvelous.
Yeah, well, I don't like to talk about Reagan too much because he gets enough press.
That's right.
But I have his real chart, and Nancy gave us the time, 8 a.m.
Okay.
And everybody else has tried to rectify it because no one's had the time. But I've had the time for 9 years, eight
I
years now.
I sent you that package. Did you get a package?
Oh, yeah, I got a package on Bush and all of them,
I'm glad to hear the real time because there's been so much speculation about his time.
Yeah, well, now you can play with his chart as much as you want now.
Right.
See, like, they didn't thank me, and they didn't contact me, and I didn't even get a letter. So this is public domain. You know, this the term of venue on
this stuff is
overdue already.
Right.
So 8 a.m., you know.
Ordinarily, we don't give out information like that because it is personal, you know.
Yeah, but
it's like looking at someone's soul, really, when you look at their chart.
That's right. Well, I don't feel that the president has treated this whole matter fairly.
Right.
So I just think it's time that the world know what his real chart is.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
And I just made that choice yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hon.
Very good. Love you.
Love you.
Hey, I'll send you a bolt of light for your tooth.
Oh, God. Yeah, send me a bolt of tooth.
Do you suppose they implanted a crystal in there when you did that?
Feels like it. I'll tell you.
Okay,
hon. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Love you. All right, let's go over here to Riley on line 6, a Taurus with Aries rising. Yo, Riley.
Hi.
How are you?
Pretty good.
The life of Riley.
I got a real unusual request.
Okay.
General scan.
Oh.
Now, well, it's my birthday today, so.
Oh, it's your birthday.
Well, don't you know that?
Well, I don't know what planet is this, is the question. I would think for you, gosh.
If you can focus on, like, her career, of course.
Well, you're shown tremendous absorption this year of money, power, success, relationships. It's the Venus trine Mars. It's been going on for quite some time. You still caught some of it. And frankly, with Sun and Jupiter both trine Neptune, what a spiritual surge. Could be even a vision or a miracle there for you. And I really like the fact that Saturn and Uranus is a test for you in career. You're going to go through some kind of test. There's going to be some sudden change in the middle of the year, sudden and unexpected, and you're going to be expected to rebound from it.
Explain that a little more.
Well, you know, it's some kind of shocker, you know, like where things will seem to be going along fine,
right.
Then all of a sudden a major disappointment might hit overnight, and then you'll be having a choice of either leaving something and starting something new, or somebody else might make the choice for you.
Oh, really?
Okay?
So it looks like a good year?
Yeah, it looks like an outstanding year for you. Happy birthday.
Take it easy, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, this is the Astrology Hour on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative, the astrological capital of the universe. Right here in Southern California at 12 noon weekdays. Okay, let's go back to the phones now and talk to Dorothy on line 1, a Pisces. Hello, Dorothy.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very good.
I know dentistry is really painful.
Yeah.
I know what you're going through, and I'm really sorry and hope it gets well fast.
Thank you.
I'm a Pisces.
Okay.
3/1/28.
I've got it.
And I was born at 1:05 a.m.
Okay.
And I would like to know if you could see any future or relationships in my future.
Have you ever been married?
Oh, yes, I have 4 times.
Wow, isn't that funny? Mars and Aquarius. Aquarius is the sign of divorce and sometimes sudden loss of a marriage. And I found a lot of women with Mars-Uranus conjunctions or Mars and Aquarius would go through that at times. There's no reason why you shouldn't attract some people, pretty much. Do you still feel that you're very charismatic?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. As far as another marriage goes, hey, you know, like, I think it's up to you, Dorothy. I think you have enough candidates probably coming up in the future, huh?
How soon?
You probably should have met someone very important within the last month or two. Have you been seeing anybody?
I haven't been seeing anyone for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
But well, this is the first time that I have called. That was recommended from someone that calls you and has all of your readings and everything. She's really a special person.
Well, you are shown a regular flow of relationships. At least once a month, there's a potential for you to meet someone very important. I would say around late May and early June, you're shown meeting somebody. But believe it or not, in the next 48 to 60 hours, you're also shown meeting someone brand new, too.
Really?
Okay. Good luck, Dorothy.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Susan on line 2, Aries Libra Rising. Hello, Susan.
Hi, Farley. How are you?
Pretty good.
I talked to Avery yesterday on the phone consultation, and she's really wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
I want to pass it on to your listeners.
Thank you very much. Are you in a commitment right now?
Kind of.
Yeah, you are showing a lot more stability in relationships. Are you happy with it?
It's up and down, but getting happier.
Okay, that's good. Should be more stable as time goes on. It's your Venus opposed Saturn natally. You know, that's a little bugger.
Right.
Where no matter what the transit is, the karma in relationships seems to come up once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But, boy, is Pluto trines your Mercury coming up in the next couple years? You're shown tremendous psychic power, growing spiritual growth, intuitive power. And you're also shown a major need for a vacation right now, too. Have you been traveling?
Yeah, I'm going to New York in 2 weeks.
Good. Is it just for fun?
No, it's for the film I'm on right now.
Which film is it?
I'm working with Gregory Hines and Sammy Davis Jr. on Tap.
All right. Yeah. I can't wait.
It's a wonderful film.
Well, great. If you can get me a private screening or if I can get invited.
You got it.
Okay, call me.
I will, Farley. I always think of you.
Thank you. Love you.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Let's go to Lori now on line 7. And Lori is a Cancer Gemini Rising. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Farley.
How are you?
I found you.
You found me.
Video.
And I seen the bumper sticker, I found it. Maybe we should change it to I found you.
No, I talked to you the other night, and I was telling you I couldn't find you on my radio.
Oh, right. Thank you. You're the one that left a message on the boat. That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry about your tooth. How come it got so bad? You didn't know.
Must be a karma. Maybe I broke someone's tooth in a past life. I don't know. I think too much sugar, actually, or something. Who knows?
Okay, this is my question.
Mm-hmm.
I was told at one time by fairly, as far as I know, good astrologer. She had done my chart quite a while ago. But she had told me at the time of my birth that I was born with a vision.
Mm-hmm.
And that I was going to come upon this somehow around the age of 32, 33, maybe even 34. And for some reason, I don't know, maybe because I had a baby a couple of years ago, I've been too wrapped up in being a mother. But I'm still, I know I've got something special. So I'm not really sure what it is for sure, and if there would be any way you could maybe tell me something.
Well, you can't believe everything everybody tells you, right?
No, I know that, but everything that she did tell me did happen.
You do have one of those charts of someone that appears to be able to objectively look at relationships, for example, and come up with answers that people want to hear.
Uh-huh.
It's like you seem to have a soothing, nurturing manner as far as a psychological observation with people. And I think you'd be great in any kind of counseling or therapy. Now, if you've probably been doing that anyway for free for much of your life, but you might want to consider getting into some kind of counseling bracket as a possible option for you, because you are Cancer, but you do have Mercury and Venus both in Gemini, and they are trine Neptune in Libra. Now, Avery Torres, my psychic, has a Venus trine Neptune, which is also extremely psychic and intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
So you appear to be well-placed as far as what a New Age herald would be called.
Yeah, that's what I kind of feel like.
So do something, kid. Get off the duff, okay?
All right, finally.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's go to Jeannie on line 4, Virgo Cap Rising, or is it Leo Cap Rising?
Leo.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty hanging in there?
Good. Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. Could I just have a general scan?
Okay. That sounds fair enough. You were born 1947. Are you having a midlife transit right now?
Yes.
Do you feel like your relationships are kind of crazy?
Yes.
Are you obsessed with them still, or are you kind of backing off a little?
I'm learning to let go.
That's good. That'll be good for you.
Mm-hmm.
You
are making a lot of changes right now.
You are
positive changes.
You're showing outstanding spiritual growth by letting go and by learning how to let go, too. Yes. And that stuff is right on the horizon for you. Financially, you should have had a recent surge, did you?
No.
Well, you could have asked for a raise a couple weeks ago and probably got it, you know, maybe it's...
Quit my job.
Wow. Time to get a new one then, huh?
Do you see anything coming up in that area?
Yeah, within 10 days to 2 weeks if you try for it, sure.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that's another edition of the Astrology Hour. Controversial edition. I got busted. Okay, everybody. Let me see if I can take my foot out of my mouth. And God bless you, Joyce Gilson. I love you, and I take back anything I said that might have been taken in the negative comment. So please forgive me if you're listening. And maybe if you are listening, maybe we should have you on the show so the two of us can be here together. Let's try that one. Okay, we'll see you real soon, weekdays on KFOX 93.5 FM at 12 noon. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.